And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We're in the second half of today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows, and we welcome your phone calls because we are talking about the advice your mama gave you about relationships, or the advice, if you are a mama, you would like to give your children about relationships. So give us a call, 855-454-5905.
You know, we're in a moment, we're going to visit Facebook.com and, you know, our webpage, Marriage Beyond the Vows. And we want to encourage you, if you've not done so already, please go to the page, hit the like button, get in on the conversations, because we're going to read a few things that some of you are sharing. But before we do that, we do want to go to this next caller, Ray from Philadelphia.
Ray, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. Good morning, Marcos. How are you today?
Good morning, Ray. We're doing really well.
Thank you.
It's Mother's Day. We have to have it.
I would encourage your wife to call, Marcos. I know it's good.
There you go.
She listens to you all year round. She says, well, that's a good one, but doesn't call. But when she calls, it must be good.
Oh, definitely. And plus, it's, you know, Mother's Day weekend. I mean, we need to make a special tribute to the moms. And so we're talking about, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the advice that a mother gives. And have you always taken that advice? Or what advice has your mother given you? So, Ray, what did you want to share about that?
I've been listening to that. You know, I've been thinking about that for some time now that I have my own family.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up in North Philadelphia, you tend to get more street advice than family advice. You tend to get a lot more street advice from your friends, those guys that you hang out with, than your mom. You know, you're like, oh, mom, she's his mom. Come on, you don't listen to the guys. But she always was one to say, you know, when she didn't believe that someone was in your best interest.
Yes.
You know, and she's always wanted to give you a little bit extra information. Like, if you're spending more time pursuing them for your friendship, then why is it that they're not pursuing you if they're supposed to be so much of a friend?
That's a good one.
A lot of times, too, she would say, you know, they may be using you for something that you have, you know. And I'm like, nah, that's not possible. And then when you tend to pull those things back and you don't see them as interested, I was like, wow, that was something. And then late in life, both my mother and my father said when they first got together as young family, they would always have get-togethers on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have fried chicken and food and plenty of wine. And my dad said, you know, one day, he said he didn't understand it. So the missus said, let's see if we cut it out and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was they stopped the wine and stopped the fried chicken and had pig feet and hog maws and some what do you call those ankles? Tiffany, maybe you can help me on that.
What? Pig knuckles?
Something like that.
and all of a sudden,
with the quickest, everything stopped. And she said, that's how you get to know who your friends are, because your friends will come around anyway, regardless of whether or not you have food, party favors, or whatever. I said, you know, that was really good advice. You know, it really served well, you know, once I became an adult.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, those fair weather friends, right, that they're just there and things are good. And then, you know, maybe the money was tight and you couldn't provide all that wine for the party, you know. And so
exactly.
Where are your friends? But I think that's definitely good advice. I want to revisit a little bit, Ray, with kind of like the advice we get from our boys, you know, our friends, our homeboys, you know, guys that they're not really trying to give us advice that are, for the most part, that are going to, that's going to be healthy for a relationship. And let me tell you, for the women as well, you know, your girlfriends might not always give you the best advice, but most of the time, you know, your mother will. And they just have a certain, number one, they care about you like no one else.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I think it's what we talked about earlier, that intuition, that God-given gift that mothers have that perhaps you don't always have there. And, you know, I have a close relationship with my mother and father, but the relationship that, and the advice I was able to get my mother was always different. And it was more profound than the advice that my father gave me. He gave me more practical advice. But my mother would give me more heartfelt, really, you know.
Keen, very keen
yes,
advice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ray, thank you. Great conversation. I really do appreciate you, you know, listening and picking up the phone and calling us this morning.
I always appreciate the show on Sunday. I mean, Saturday.
Hey, Saturday. This is fine. You're already on Sunday. Sounds great, Ray. No problem. You have a blessed day.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Zenobia calling in from Pennsylvania. Zenobia, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're great.
Thank you, Zenobia. So what is your comment or question for us this morning?
I was thinking about, you know, like my experiences growing up. I grew up with both my parents about the age of 15. And when I was about 15, my parents got a divorce. And what miraculously happened, I had one of those fathers who never left me.
Wow.
So all through high school, you know, college, you know, my father has always been my best friend.
Amen.
And what I found out is that, you know, when your father and your mother, when the daughter is like, bonds with the father, you know, like I found out that it left a lot of bad feelings with me and my mom. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Zenobia, let me ask you a question here. So, of course, it sounds like you had have a very special father. And, you know, even though it's Mother's Day, we definitely want to commend those men who stay in their children's lives no matter what happens in the relationship. But, you know, so you have a unique. Now, what was your relationship with your mother? And let me go back a minute. What did your father contribute to some of that negativity, or that was just your mother's doing?
No. And I think that was a part of it. You know, what I'm finding out, like, so I don't want to, you know, talk about the negative stuff, but what I'm learning, like, I've been married now for 13 years and God has truly blessed me.
Amen.
So what I want to tell these, you know, women today, and what I thrive to tell young women, is that it is so important to wait on the Lord.
Yes, absolutely.
It is so important to wait on the Lord. And I was in my church. You're like, these are things like, you know, your mom takes you to church. Your grandmother takes you to church. I was in church all my life. And Lord knows I went astray. I was out there in the streets for years. You know, and when I came back to the Lord and when the Lord found me again, you know, I was able to embrace his love. You know, I was able to forgive and let go.
Yes.
Of my past. And that was a blessing. And so what I'm trying to do with my daughter is to try to live by example. I have a 12-year-old daughter. And so I'm trying to, you know, we were raised, do what I say and not what I do.
Yes. And that's like the old school thing.
That was such a wrong, you know, that was such a wrong.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. I mean, honestly.
It didn't work. No, it was like, you do as I say and not as I do.
Well, let me get that back.
I'm trying to raise my daughter to do as I do.
Yeah. And Zenobia, let me go back. It works when you're really young. It doesn't work when you get old enough to make your own decisions.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. So it works for the little kid. Like, hey, listen, you better not do that. Yeah. But after that doesn't last too long, because we really need to you know, teach by influence and by example. But now that you are a mother yourself, of course, you know, you had a very different relationship than most do with their mothers. But what would you say would be the greatest piece of advice you would want to give your daughter when she gets to that point of dating, thinking about marriage? What advice would you give?
Never compromise your morals and your goals.
Mm.
Never compromise yourself.
I love it.
Because God has raised us to be queens. God has raised us to be queens. God has raised us to be treated as women. And unless you demand respect, you won't be given respect.
Mm, I love it. Love it. Thank you, Zenobia. We really appreciate that. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one thing
never
that my mother always taught me. My mother told me, always have goals and always have morals.
Your morals and your goals.
You know what you can do bad by yourself. You don't need, if somebody's going to bring you down,
help.
You don't need them.
You don't need them. Thank you so much, Zenobia. We really do appreciate you calling us this morning.
Okay, thank you. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, you too.
Mommy, you look good, bro. I'm picking my mom up.
You must be. I was going to say, you ain't talking to us at this point. Zenobia, thank you so much.
Have a blessed day. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to Cynthia calling in from Pennsylvania. Cynthia, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. Great topic.
Happy
talking.
Your mom.
Oh, I think.
If not, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
I was going to say, I'm not a mom, but thank you for that. I know they all the mothers that are listening absolutely appreciate it. Obviously, such a special time to be able to honor our mothers.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cynthia, what did you want to contribute or chime in with this conversation?
Well, I just want to contribute that my mother left the home when I was 12.
Mm.
And
similar to Zenobia.
High school, I was going to the 12th grade, but I got a job.
Wow. Cynthia, can you pause?
With my mother, so I
Cynthia,
her.
Cynthia, pause 1 second. We're going to take a quick break. We want to hear about. We want to hear that story. You say your mother left the house when you were 12 years old. Sounds like an amazing story, and we do want to hear from it. You know, we do have to take a break, so please hold patiently. And we're also going to come back and go to our Facebook page. So those who want to do that during this break, just look up facebook.com Beyond the Vows and get in on the conversation as well.
That's right. So in the meantime, we want you to call us at 855-454-5905. Don't touch that dial. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised. And welcome back. Welcome back. Let me give you the number again. It's 855-454-5905. We're talking about the advice your mama gave you that maybe you did or did not listen to, or the advice you would like to give your children. Give us a call, 855-454-5905. We were speaking with Cynthia out of Pennsylvania. We're going to rejoin that call. Cynthia, are you still there?
There you go, Cynthia.
Yes.
Okay, so right before the break, you, if you're just tuning in, we were speaking with Cynthia, who was sharing that her mother, I believe, left when you were 12 years old. Is that correct, yes. Cynthia? Okay, yes, so please continue on with the story.
With my grandmother, so I stayed with my grandmother. When I came to my 12th year in high school, my grandmother took ill, so I got a job, and it was during the summer, but when school came back around, I didn't go back to school.
Wow.
So my mother called me and asked me what I was going to do in terms of school. I said, well, I had to take care of my grandmother, and my mother's advice was to do what you want to do. So I dropped out of school, and I took care of my grandmother, and I helped her financially because there was no one else in the home at the time. I'm 52 years old now. I never went back to school.
Wow.
And to this day, it still hurts me that if my mother just said, go and finish school, I would have done it. That's all she had to say. And she never said that. And we have had a strained relationship since.
Wow.
My mother is in a nursing home. I do not visit her. I pray for her, but I don't visit her because I don't have enough courage to go and face her and ask her why she did not push me. She pushed my other sisters. She sent them to college. I'm the youngest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And now I sit here, and I punish myself also every day that I did not do this. I did not complete school. And I know I have an opportunity to go back and do it.
Of course.
I have taken the test 2 times, and I missed it by 2 points the first time and 1 point the second time.
There you go. You got to take it again. You know that. But Cynthia, let me say this.
Yes.
Of course, your situation is unique, but I it's so obvious that you're still in pain and you're still hurting.
Yes.
Do you believe your mother was a Christian at the time?
My grandmother sent us to church. That's what I can say about that. She did not go to church. She was sent us to church.
Yes, yes, okay. But I meant in terms of your mother, right, when she did this. Because this helps me and even as I counsel others is, you know, if in this case, if your mother had a relationship with Jesus, if she knew and she had people in her life, she would have been different. But she didn't. And I think that that's where the grace and the compassion comes in. And forgiveness is powerful. I mean, this is a long time. I mean, you don't know the opportunity that God is giving you. You still have your mother. She's in a nursing home. And you know, granted, she wasn't the best example. She didn't give the best advice for you.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you, number one, can't, you know, thank God that she's in your life. And also, your story can be an amazing testimony. And I want to encourage you, you need to go back and finish. Because I think, number one, for you, and also for you to be able to impact younger women. The Bible talks about the older women teaching the younger women. And you can help them to say, listen, don't make the same mistakes. But at the same time, your heart was in the right place. You were taking care of your grandmother. you know, you just the reality is your mother should have been there for you. And because she wasn't, you can't live in regret for the decisions you've made. You can learn from them, but you could also live your life to be a testimony and as an example for others.
Right.
And let me tell you, that's an amazing test. Look, listen, you failed by 2 points. I mean, that's so close.
Yes.
Then the next by one, it's like, listen, your story is one of perseverance. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you need to take it again. And we need to have a big celebration for you.
That would be a blessing.
But you know what? I do want to say thank you, because a lot of people wouldn't share this part of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They would be too embarrassed. But I think that there are many out there who can relate, or maybe mm-hmm. some who are even about to make a decision like that and not thinking. But you know what? Your life could have been a lot different. But let me tell you how different. You could have been selfish, and then
right.
you would have lived with regret that maybe you weren't there for your grandmother, who was the one that was raising you.
Right.
And so, would that be good? You know, so I think that your heart was in the right place. You just didn't have the support that you needed from your mother at the time.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
But you have to forgive. And so I want to challenge you, Cynthia, two things. The first one is simple. It's go ahead and take that test again.
Okay.
And I believe you'll pass it this time, and you got to share that with us. And
yes.
then number two, I think you need to get into your heart and really pray and go pay your mother a visit at that nursing home and really forgive her. And I think it would be good for you to write a letter to her so that you can read it to her.
Okay.
So that it can be, you know, your emotions are there, but it you know, you won't know, like, so you can prepare for what you would say to her. And
right.
but I think the biggest thing is you have to forgive.
Yeah, I know I do.
And do you understand the part where I'm saying, like, if she
yes.
if she knew better then, if she had a relationship with God, perhaps she wouldn't have done that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
But I'm encouraged. I want you to know, by your perseverance, even taking it again, and the willingness. It's not like we have to talk you into it, like, do it again. It sounds like you're determined. I think that's going to make the victory so much sweeter.
Yes, it will. I know it will.
And I want to say congratulations in advance.
But I can tell you that I have 4 children. 2 of them are nurses. 1 of them is studying to be a nurse.
Wow.
So they did complete high school. All of my children are grown, and I thank God for that.
Just hold on a second. Let me tell you, just that, it's obvious that that's your heart.
Yes.
They have your heart because they devote, like, you took care of your grandmother, and they're nurses. I mean, there's no coincidence there.
Right.
And so you should feel very accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever let the devil make you feel like a failure because you had this desire to care for your grandmother. And it's never too late. Hey, you never know. You might go back to school after you take that GED exam and become a nurse yourself.
That would be a blessing.
That would be awesome.
That's where my heart is, because I love taking care of people.
It's so evident. I mean, I think the fruit is really, you know, they say the proof is in the pudding. I mean, look, your children, 2 nurses, 1's about to be a nurse. I mean,
yes.
and you have such a giving heart, and you took care of your grandmother and sacrificed your education for that. But now it's time for you. It's time to mm-hmm. do this, and I think that if anything, that will make your children and even your grandchildren proud to
yes.
see your perseverance. And let me tell you, I'm encouraged. I want to say thank you, Cynthia, for sharing with us.
You are so welcome, and you all have a blessed day. And
thank you.
And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Amen. Thank you.
Wonderful.
God bless.
Thank
yep.
you.
So that was the first Cynthia. We have another Cynthia.
We actually do. We have a Cynthia from Philadelphia. Cynthia number 2. Good morning.
You're not Cynthia number 2. You just happened to be the second Cynthia for us.
Yes. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Great, great. We're having a great time. Happy Mother's Day if you're a mom.
Thank you. I have a 30-year-old son. He's a physician assistant. And I just wanted to speak on the respect. My mother fed me respect morning, noon, dinner, and supper.
Mm.
And I didn't understand it until I got older. I lost my dad 4 years ago.
Wow.
My parents have been married for 56 years. And
wow.
I looked at my mother, really be that godly mother. I think it's in Proverbs 31.
Yeah, that's our theme scripture.
Where she was meek and humble. And I looked at it as being invisible because it was whatever he wanted.
She was just submissive, humble.
I learned as I got older exactly what role she was playing and what she was doing. And my mother is now 82 years old.
Mm.
And I thank God for giving me the strength and blessing her that we are making memories that
wow.
we laugh at, you know. And she's learning me as a woman now. I'm not just her child. but she sees me as a woman now. And I let her know that that was a seed you planted in me.
Yes.
And it's just a blessing. And I'm going to tell you, you and Tiffany have helped so many people with this program. I mean, I feel like y'all my family. I run to turn it on every Saturday.
We are family.
I've learned so much, you know, about relationships and communication. And I'm single and saved because one thing I learned also from you guys is about your friends you have around you. It's very important that your friends are about what you're about because I think that our parents always try to make us fit in. Mm-hmm. And we're not a part of this world. We're passing through this world. And a lot of times they want us to be like everybody else because if we stand out, then people are going to look at us differently. And I try to tell other parents, let your child be different. That's the uniqueness that God blessed and put in them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cover it up. Let it come out. And that's one of the things I like to pass on to the other young mothers that's out there because I started programming my son from the time he was goo-gooing. We were talking. I was talking to him.
Amen.
And if he couldn't understand a word, I said, here's a dictionary. Understand it. Because I wasn't going to talk to him on his level. And
yes.
He would go out and order food. And people, how can he order? I said, ask him.
Yes.
And they were amazed at how he was able to communicate. We have to teach our children to communicate.
Absolutely. And look, it sounds like you've done a great job. Your mother did a great job. And I want to say I'm so encouraged by the 50 years of marriage that your parents have and also the raising your son. But, you know, the part that stood out to me so much is the way that your relationship with your mother has evolved.
Where now
you're also friends. And so God bless her at 82. And hopefully and prayerfully she'll have many more great years and that you can continue to draw closer to your mother. That's a blessing.
I appreciate her, and I thank God for her every day. And, and another thing, if I can say it real quick,
sure.
My dad always taught us to assist elderly people, and that's something that I had in my heart where I help my elderly neighbors, and we don't have enough of that.
I must confess, at first I thought you said ugly people.
Oh,
he
no,
said elderly. No, I was like, what? No, I got you. The elderly,
people.
Absolutely.
Elderly people, you know, and widowers. And I didn't realize how much of the Bible my parents was actually living out. Not just telling us, but living out.
Absolutely.
So I want you guys to have a happy Mother's Day and to your mothers and grandmothers. And I love you. And we're going to keep lifting up the name of Jesus.
Amen. Well, Cynthia, God bless you. You too. Thank you very much.
All right, so we would love to have you be a part of the conversation this morning. We're talking about the advice your mother gave you about relationships or the advice you would like to filter to your children. So give us a call, 855-454-5905. We're going to take a look at our second favorite book, that's Facebook, and see what people are saying. Marcos, what are people saying on the book today?
Well, let's go to, there's so much that people are saying, trying to pick a few here, and then some of them, I was just actually listening to reading some a little bit of what you've been writing there. I love this one there. Speak to Marcos about your marriage. It says, and it's someone's asking about Charlotte, and we'll have some more information about that coming up very soon. But also, this says, my app isn't working on the phone or my tablet. Love the show. Disappointed. I can't listen this morning. And that's Anita. I don't know what's going on with the app. Sorry to hear that. Sometimes, you know, the devil gets in the technology. I don't know what goes on, but you can find us. We do have an app, Praise Philly 103.9 app for your smartphone.
And there are other apps, by the way, not to, you know,
that's true.
We're going to promote ours, but
yes,
are other apps. So if you have like an Android phone or an iPhone, you can look in your apps for how to listen to radio stations around the country.
And then you can listen, you know, look for Praise 103.9 here in Philadelphia.
That's right.
And so that is key. And you know what? If you really at that point, you know, your smartphone is acting up and you have access to the internet, to a computer, just go to praisephilly.com and there's a really clear button on your right hand side that you just click to listen live.
Right.
And you will literally be listening live. And we have many people who do that around the country as well. Chanel also said, good morning. I've been trying to reach someone about scheduling a session. And Chanel, we just replied an inbox to you with that as well. And then Marsha Conaway says, listen now and enjoy it. So that is super, super encouraging. We appreciate those who like Cynthia, the second Cynthia that just called, said, mm-hmm. it's like, we're like family. And she's like, man, I have to tune in every Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. You're like family. We love that. That's such an encouragement to us. You know, we also, earlier in the week, we posted this question. What does marriage mean to you? Mm-hmm. Okay, what does it mean to you? And so I'm just going to read a few of these. Natisha says, love, honesty, overcoming, sacrifice, forgiveness, and understanding. That's what marriage means to Natasha Taylor. And then also Wanda says, it is a covenant before God that is to be honored by both parties through trust, honor, and integrity. Unfortunately, it is too often taken for granted. Mm. Ray Roman says, marriage is a lifelong covenant with God, your spouse, and you. It's godly ordained, and it's a blessing in which there's a blessing to be a part of. Let's read a couple more here. Of course, the covenant, love, and commitment. Naima says that. And then I'll read this one last. I love it. Christina Knox says, it's service. Marriage is service. So we're going to go right back to the phone lines. Tiffany's going to give you the number again, and we're going to continue on with our callers.
Yep. You can call us at 855-454-5905. Let's speak with Thomas, calling in from New Jersey. Thomas, good morning. Live on the air.
Hello, Thomas.
Hey, Thomas, are you there? Oh, something happened to Thomas. Okay, so we're going to find Thomas, but in the meantime, let's go to... Huh?
No, I was just thinking Thomas the Choo-Choo Train, but that's
funny. All right, in the meantime, we're going to go to Pamela Lee, calling out of New York. Pamela, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Pamela Lee, and I was just thinking about when we talk about our children and advice that we give about relationships, mm-hmm. It's a difficult topic, but it's one of those things where you have to listen and you have to be willing to think about what's in the best interest for them. And,
absolutely.
And then you have to think about, sometimes our children make decisions that we wouldn't necessarily make ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so you want to be honest and you want to say from a godly perspective what God will call them to do. But at the same time, you have to figure out how to encourage your students, your children, and stay emotionally close to them.
Absolutely.
Through the decisions that they make. Because eventually, if it doesn't go well, you don't want to ruin the relationship. You
That's
want to make
true.
Sure that they can come back to you, and you can be able to comfort them and help them through whatever the consequences are of the decisions that they've made.
And mm-hmm. and for all of those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. We're talking about some great advice that your mother might have given you, or if you're a mother yourself, that you would give to your children. And Pam, of course, we've been friends for a long time. I wanted you to call in. You and your husband are really close to us, and we've had you even on the show here as guests before. But you know, I share your story a lot when it comes to you. You have two adult children. And like you had mentioned just now, you know, they don't always make the decisions you will want for them to make, but right. You still want to keep that relationship. And the reason I share your story is your children right now, both of your grown kids, I say children, but they're grown-ups, but they've not yet made the decision to be spiritual, you know, to really give their life to Jesus, but they want what you have. And I love that. Like your daughter, for example, she knows she wants a man like Antoine, like your husband. She's like, I don't want she's not a Christian, but she doesn't want a non-Christian husband.
No,
I love that. And you know what? God's going to use that to bring her to him. But I believe is the seed that you've planted, the example you have in your marriage. And I think you even said your son is the same, right? He's trying to, you know, he's starting to date, but it's like, the women out there are not good enough because he's looking for qualities that you're really going to find in a Christian and godly woman.
Right. And the tough part about it is believing that what you plant will take fruit and that God is working even when you can't see it.
But you know what, Pam? They will look at it as you've messed them up a little bit because you show them the example and the bar is raised so high that they can't settle for less.
Right. And that's exactly what they say.
And I
they
love
say,
that.
How do you have a marriage where God is not a part of it? How do you raise children without God being a part of it? So I know that right now they're not ready, but I continue to put put God before them. I continue to, by my example, show them, and I continue to love them no matter where they're at. And I believe that God will work, and He's working, and I believe that they will come around to doing it God's way.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. So obviously your daughter is, she's all grown. We remember her when she was growing up. But I think even the friendship you have with her, I mean, you're friends. It's not just, and I don't mean friends like, you know, she's one of your girlfriends, but I mean, you have a real relationship, and
right.
You know, you talk honest. You can have an honest conversation.
Right.
And I think that's also a very rare thing that we see in this world. I think you're not preaching to your children. You're just using your life as an example. And you know, my wife and I respect you and your husband so much because of it.
And our children are watching. And it's not always so much what you say and preach at them. They watch you, how you make decisions. They watch you, how you relate to your husband. They listen to the words that we say. And that speaks way more powerfully than taking a scripture and beating them over the head with it. Our
Absolutely.
Life is big. Our example is important.
So what would the advice, and maybe that's just obvious, but what advice would you give to mothers who are hurting because their children are not making the decisions they want? They're making bad choices. What decision would what advice would you give to a mother who, you know, who wants the best for her children, but they're just not listening right now?
One of the biggest pieces of advice I learned is you can be right. You can say everything you want to say and be right. Stand on your affirms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can save the relationship. And sometimes in saving the relationship with our children, we have to be quiet and we have to pray.
Wow.
Everything that we think and everything that we feel doesn't have to all be said. But on our knees, it needs to be said to God. And what we say to our kids is, you have to be honest, I would not make that decision. But if that's the decision you decided to make, how could I support you, or how could I help you, or what could I do as to be a part of it? If it's sin, of course you don't want to be a part of it.
Sure.
But you're not, you can't be self-righteous either.
Wow.
You can relate, and you pray. And you know, sometimes we go to prayer as the last thing, but prayer needs to be the first thing. Because
wow.
That's where children's hearts are changed.
And you know what, Pam? I think that's what God does with us. And that's why I think that comparison, that parallel between the love of a mother and that godly love, that agape love, is so important. And that's why we're really dedicating today's program to not just mothers. I mean, we want to wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day, but we want to listen to that advice that mothers give. And here we just heard a great, great input here from Pam. Pam, thank you so much. We love
you
much.
Thank you so much.
Give our love to Antoine, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day to Amaryllis. All right, have a good afternoon.
You
All
too,
right,
Pam.
Take care.
Take care.
Okay.
All right, we're going to see if we can get Thomas back on the line. Thomas, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Oh, awesome. We were like, what's going on? You know, sometimes some of the call that we really want to hear from, something happens. Mm. You know, everyone get, you know, is able to get through. We've had even some people messaging us saying, I can't get through. I'm trying. So if you know, we have a few minutes left on our program. Anyone trying, please go ahead and give us a call. Don't give up just yet.
Yeah, that's right. So call us at 855-454-5905.
And Thomas, thank you so much for being there. I heard, you know, we had a little hiccup there with our call, but thank you for calling us. What are you wanting to share? Because it sounds like you have a powerful story about your mother.
Yes. This is an amazing story, and this message is probably for a lot of people. At a very young age, matter of fact, at 6 months of age, I was actually a foster child.
Oh, wow.
So my mother actually went to the hospital and actually chose me. And so growing up, I assumed that these were my parents, biological, didn't know any different until I was told by somebody else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, you have kids say, that's not really your parents. My parents were a little older.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually I was adopted. So this was my adopted family, and I was raised in the church. They were devout Christians, had a very strong upbringing. I was raised in a time when you were proud to go to church because the pastor would say, all those who were on the honor roll, stand up. So, you know, so that time, you know, I made my parents very proud and had a very strong foundation. So what would happen would be was I think first year in college in 77, my father passed on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And then 9 years later, my mother passed on Christmas Day also. Mm-hmm. And so through that, I was very distraught, very lost. And I went through this period of life where I was God, you know, Christmas and, you know, all the things that we shared as family. I mean, it was just to me very disheartening. Mm-hmm. But in 2001, amazing thing happened. I met my biological mother.
Wow.
And my biological mother was actually an evangelist.
Mm, okay.
I had become a minister because in 98, oh, I didn't tell you this part, in 98, my first wife passed a month after Christmas at 28 years of age.
Mm. Wow. Thomas, I hope you're writing a book about this. This sounds pretty
You know what? You know what? This is my mom and I are supposed to be writing because this story is amazing because we started. It's funny you say that. And we said we have to get this done before we leave this earth. And what's amazing is it's almost like the story of Moses where the mother gives up her child for the better. And then I go to the queen because my mother, my adopted mother, the mother in the church that had the hat, that had the look and had the family and the big mm-hmm. gatherings. And then my mother, I reached later on in life, was amazing. I went to go see her in 2001, the year of 9/11. Mm-hmm. And, what I needed then, because although I became a minister, I still had a lot of issues unresolved.
Sure.
And so what happened was she came into the right time in my life to kind of get me back on the right path. You know, I didn't know why I was called to the ministry. I didn't understand this and realize that this is my mother who has put this seed in me. And one thing about it is she continued to look for me. And I don't know if this is for everybody, but I know it's a difficult thing when you give your child up for adoption. And it's not maybe, but I say, but she continued to look for me, and we connected, and it's been a beautiful, beautiful relationship. And I can just only say that she's taught me so many things, the value of family again, but also in my relationships, because I've made a few mistakes in life. She's always been an encourager, not judging me. And I think when you become an adult, sometimes you don't get to certain things as a child, and you still carry these issues with you throughout life. And my story is story of redemption because God just really put in my life what I needed at the right time.
Absolutely.
And I don't think too many people have two mothers like I had. I have two.
No, but you know what? What's interesting, Thomas? I think that the true story, because I'm just looking at how God orchestrated everything, is that sometimes we don't see the big picture. We just see the pain, and when we see the disappointment, but we don't see, okay, God has a bigger plan that we just don't understand, even with our bad choices. And decisions that maybe, you know, God is perfect. We're so imperfect. And God has a way of using that. But sometimes we're so focused on the hurt and the pain that we miss what God is doing. And it sounds like, I mean, that's why I'm saying you need to write that story. And if you're doing that with your mother, even better. But thank you, Thomas. I think it's an inspiration to hear. Obviously, please give us give your mother a big hug from us and tell her a happy Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for your show, too. This is amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, take care. Let's go to New Jersey and speak with Lisa. Lisa, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you? Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Awesome. All the mothers. Hi, Marcos.
Good, good. I'm feeling a little left out. I'm not a mother. No, I'm grateful.
That's okay. Your day's coming.
I know. I'm only kidding. I'm just honored to be able to share this and use this opportunity as a platform to honor mothers and to listen to the advice that mothers give.
Yes, I have. I just want to make a comment. It wasn't my mother, but it was my grandmother. And my grandmother lived 92 years, but she only had her mother for 9 years of her life. And she honored that woman every day.
Mm.
She told me that God first, and then your mother, in that order, always.
So what happens if you get married?
Excuse me?
What happens after you get married?
Oh, that's how she was married for 52 years.
Amen. Amen. You know,
she was married for 52 years, but she always say, God, your mother, and everything else come after that.
She's like, I want to make sure you know.
The scripture, honor your parents so all your days can be long.
Yes.
She only had her mother for 9 years, and she lived 92.
Wow. Wow. Powerful.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much.
I just wanted to share that.
I love that. You know, amen. Thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. Everybody have a blessed day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to Charmaine, also calling in from New Jersey. Charmaine, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Hi, Tiffany. Hi, Marcos.
Good morning, Charmaine.
Hi. I was just calling in just to share my just gratefulness and thankfulness for having a godly mother in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And just how I discovered just how important it is to receive her advice, because I know that she's connected to God.
Mm-hmm.
And since I am determined to please the Lord in my own life, I know that the advice that she gives me is coming straight from the Word of God.
Yes.
So, you know, for those that are listening who, you know, just kind of want to disregard what their mother is saying, it's so important to really take heed and listen, especially if they have a very deep relationship with God.
Absolutely.
So, and just, you know, how my life could have gone in so many different directions, but the fact that, you know, she prays for me and, you know, that she's just constantly, you know, looking out for me and she's drawing from, you know, the Bible.
Sure.
I know what she's saying is, the absolute truth, because I'm in the Word, you know, and, you know, even when I want to just kind of say, well, you know, Mommy, what are you talking about? You know, I can make this decision myself, you know, but as soon as I see it in the Word, it's like, oh, you know, I'm humbled and I need to listen to what Mommy's saying, because I know the Spirit of God is, you know, speaking to her. And, you know, ultimately she wants the very best for her daughter.
And it made me think about this passage, Proverbs 10, where it says the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it. I mean, sometimes it's we don't want to hear the truth all the time, but right. We know it's right and it's true. And like you're saying, it's not just because your mother is saying it, but it comes from Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to kind of call.
And are you a mother yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm not married yet, and I don't have any children. And, you know, I'm in that process of, you know, seeking the Lord and, you know, wanting God to bless me in that area. And I see my mom just really just going before the Lord for me, and just, you know, everything that she's telling me is just in the Word, and it's just every time she speaks, it seems like it's confirmation, because I'm praying about it. And when she comes to talk to me about, you know, the type of man that I need to be asking God for, you know, we're just so much on the same page spiritually, because, you know, we're both seeking God's will, you know, for this. And so it just, you know, I had to call in and just say, you know, it makes a huge difference when that mother knows God. And, you know,
absolutely.
You know,
mm-hmm. I agree. Because, you know, we didn't only hear from great examples. We heard from those that were, you know, unfortunate, and that people that didn't have a great relationship with their mother. But many of them now are mothers, and they're like, okay, I'm going to be different about this. Right. And I'm going to, you know, learn from that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Absolutely. Yes.
Amazing. Well, all right. Thank you so much. We appreciate the phone call, and thanks for listening today.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. God bless you, too. Well, that's it. We're at the end of another show. Can you believe it? It moves so quickly, but we do want to leave everybody with, again, a special message of Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and mother figures out there. Not everybody has to be the biological mother to be a mother figure to someone. And so we wish you a very, very happy Mother's Day, and we hope that it's a blessed one.
Absolutely. And listen to your mom. Listen to her and honor her.
Mama knows best.
Absolutely. Mama knows best. And honor your mother. And you know what? If you're one of those, like we've had a few of those calls that didn't have a great relationship with their mother, but you're able to reconcile, do that. Number two, if you have an opportunity to give back, you know, please do that as well. And, you know, as always, we're so grateful that you decided to join us and listen. And like, I appreciate many of you who say you're family, you know, you listen like family. You can't wait for Saturday morning. So we are so grateful for that. Of course, we'll be back next week.
That's right. So make sure you check us out. We want to send much love to our producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive week. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.